Good morning. Thanks for tuning into the morning report. It looks like the Australian share market's going to get off to a shaky start on Friday. We've got just under an hour remaining for the US session and the after-hour session for local SPY futures, and that contract is down by a little over a tenth of a percent, and that reflects a pretty decent selling when it comes to Northern Hemisphere equity markets overnight. We've seen them pull back from the record highs that they struck a day earlier. So in the US, it's tech stocks that are leading the declines. The Nasdaq's down by about 0.8 of a percent. The S&P 500 and the Dow are down by about a half of 1% at this stage. So there are a couple of important factors at play, but really what you're seeing here is what they call the risk-off trade taking place with some enthusiasm, and there's an important reason for it. The fact that there has been a jump in the number of coronavirus infections outside of China is the issue. We're talking about countries like Singapore, Taiwan, Japan. So this is the secondary effect that the markets are not terribly comfortable with. So again, it's a fluid situation that changes from day to day when it comes to these numbers, but it's very clear that the safe haven trade is on in earnest. So we've seen that in the form of gold prices hitting their highest levels in 7 years. We're seeing money moving aggressively out of the Japanese yen. It's at its worst levels in close to half a year, and that has moved. That has seen the US dollar move higher over the course of the last day at a pretty decent clip. And government bond prices have risen, and that means that yields have fallen. So US government bond yields are down. That's a good illustration of that safe haven trade. Elsewhere, in terms of corporate activity, there's been a big trade announced. Morgan Stanley has put a bid in for E-Trade. They want to pay $13 billion for the stock broker. So elsewhere on the local front, as I said, the rise in the US dollar is creating a lot of headwinds for other currencies, including the Aussie dollar. So it's back to around 66.1 US cents. So that's the lowest levels since the GFC. And further compounding the selling pressure for the local currency was that jump in the unemployment rate in yesterday's January unemployment report, which has got the markets thinking that, you know, if the RBA is going to stick to its guns in terms of focusing on lowering the unemployment rate, then a rate cut is in the offing. And that's another thing that's been working against the local.